and face the wind. An open road and a road that's hid. A brand new life around the bend. There were times I lost a dream or two. And a path not taken. A choice is up to you, my friend. Nights are long, but you might awaken to a brand new life.
Oh, Dad, we blew it.
What?
We only have two socks left, and one is shorter than the other.
Oh, well, you know what to do. Okay, hey, that's close enough, huh?
Okay. Hi, guys.
Oh, hi, Angela. Just doing your socks. So, how was the gym today? Did you sweat like a pig? Well, glad to hear it.
Girls and I formed a volleyball team. Our first game is next Friday night.
Oh, no kidding. Volleyball? Gee, I love volleyball. You know, I used to play volleyball on the beach at Coney Island. I don't like to brag, but I was known as the Spiking Viking.
The Spiking Viking, you?
Well, Spiking Italian doesn't rhyme, you know.
How'd you like to be our coach?
What's so funny? What is so funny?
Angela, you're talking to a professional athlete here, a man who has adjusted his cup on national TV.
That's exactly what we need, a professional athlete.
Well, Angela, not for nothing, but why would I get involved with a bunch of, you know...
What, Dad? What? What, girls? Girls? Go on, say it, girls.
Okay, girls.
My father is a sexist.
I am not a sexist. What are you talking about? It's just that a bunch of suburban matrons does not a serious sports team make.
Excuse me, but this bunch of suburban matrons happens to be very serious. We even have uniforms. Tangerine.
That is a bloodthirsty color.
Angela, I think you're better off without Dad anyway. I remember when he coached my dodgeball team in kindergarten, he got everyone so worked up, it turned ugly. I still feel bad about what I did to Shirley Gravis.
Oh, come on. With a beak like that, she was going to need a nose job anyway.
Dad,
all right, look. So I'm not your man. I'm not your man because let me tell you something. Serious sports entails a commitment to winning. A commitment to winning at all and any cost.
Yes. This is why we want you to coach us. We want that hostile, violent, barbaric spirit that only you can provide.
Well, gee, when you put it that way.
No, that's the best you've done it.
So, Tony, what do you think of my team?
They look a little raw.
How raw?
Sushi.
Girls, come on, gather around. You all remember Tony?
Hi,
yeah.
Hi.
Oh, yeah, sure. Father, come housekeeper, come student. Come here.
Great to see you, Coachy Wochy.
Coach, she'll be fine. Coach.
Girls, before we start, does anybody have any questions for Tony?
Yes. When's practice over? I'm due for a pedicure.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
I told you the girly whirlies wouldn't be serious.
Tony, get a load of this.
Okay. Oh. You should have yelled four. Yes.
You lose something, sport?
Tony, this is Bev Dixon. She's the captain of the team we're playing next week.
You mean captain of the team that's going to mop up the floor with you next week?
Hold it. I know what you're doing there. You know, you're just trying to psych us out, huh?
How'd you get so smart?
Well, I used to be a professional athlete.
Oh, what sport? Mahjong?
Mahjong.
Nobody gets away with calling me a Mahjong player, Angela.
Well, just what are you going to do about it, Jack?
Well, I say that my team beats your team, Jack.
Yeah, you guys don't have a chance. This is Inga, my star player.
Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Well, look at this. Angela, get over here. Oh, yeah. This is my star player, Angela.
Hi. So
So, you belong to the club, too.
So, what's the bet?
I'll tell you what. Dinner at Mario's. Losing coach buys winning team dinner.
You're on. But you better save up. My guys here can eat their body weight in steak.
Oh, yeah, yeah? Well, you should see Angela put away the spaghetti with clam sauce. It's scary.
Yeah!
Boogity-boo.
All right. Laugh now. But next week you'll know defeat at the hands of Maselli's Marauders.
We can't beat them.
Hey, help! Oh, cut it out. We will beat them. We must beat them. We shall beat them. And you know why?
Why?
Because there's no way I'm buying dinner for a woman with a neck bigger than mine.
Aren't they back from the gym yet? I'm starving.
Maybe I should make us something.
I'd rather go the way of the Donner Party.
Snack time.
Oh, Mona, you are a lifesaver.
Hey, this is for me. Get your own trough. Okay, one. Hey, not one each, one.
Fine, I'll just rummage through the trash for some scraps.
Don't fill up before dinner.
See, Tony, if you put Carol next to me, I think we'll have a formidable front line.
Yeah, but Angela, that would leave our backside vulnerable.
Is that so bad?
Good point, Coach.
You know, it's every coach's dream to take a ragtag bunch of misfits and turn them all into stars.
Dad's off and running. Watch your beak, Angela.
You know, you just mark my word. Carol, Deb, Lori, they're all going to be great.
What about me?
Well, what about you? Come on. I mean, it's the other girls that need the help. That's how you win, win, win.
Right. Hey, Tony, here's a thought. What if we put me in the front line first, and then
Angela,
we put me in the back?
Hey, Angela, please. Allow me to do the strategizing. You do the good point, Coach.
Good point, Coach.
That's my girl. I'm going to make dinner. Win.
He's terrific, isn't he? He's so single-minded. He's so obsessed. That's exactly what our team needs. I am so happy.
He's getting on our nerves.
2 weeks, you'll be ready to strangle him.
Win!
I say one.
Good. Oh. All right. Okay, that's enough. Let's try the power spike, all right, Lori? Here we go. Okay, here we go now. Here's the feed. And...
Forget it, Tony. I'm just too short.
Hey, there is no too short. Was Willie Shoemaker too short?
He was a jockey.
Was Napoleon Bonaparte too short?
He was a dictator.
Well, sure, you can find something negative to say about anybody, huh? Okay, Deb, your turn. Come on up here.
I can't concentrate right now. My uniform keeps riding up.
Okay, time out. Give me a ball, huh? Gather around here, girls. Gather around, please. Have a seat. All right, look. What we are experiencing here is a failure to focus, okay? Okay, now let me tell you a little story. It was the second year I was in the big leagues, and I was in a little bit of a slump. And I was riding the bench, and my coach, Oil Can Weidenberner, came to me, and he gave me the following speech. And it went something like this. He said, "We all have noise in our heads. Noise from our families. Noise from our jobs. Noise from a noisy world. And what we must do to concentrate on the game is drive that noise out. Drive that noise out, okay? So that we can create a clear and empty playing field. Now listen up. You hear that? That's empty. Okay, now, let's all try it, okay? Let's all try to drive the noise out. Drive the noise out and try to ignore the fact that Angela ordered all the shorts too small. Okay. Now, Lori, it's your turn. Your turn. Any noise?
Well, I keep hearing my boyfriend complain about the movies I rent.
Okay, well, what exactly is the bone of contention?
I like foreign films. He likes action films.
Well, then, rent foreign action films, huh? Das Boot was terrific. It had subtitles and severed limbs.
Really?
Yes.
What a great
All right, come on. Get up here. serve now. Come on.
Okay.
Angela, out of the way. Come on. All right. Let's go now. Hey! Oh! That's terrific. That's great. We're going to win, 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 win. Okay. Okay. Angela, your turn. Your turn.
Tony, about the noises in my head.
Right, Angela,
I've got a big
business meeting
tomorrow.
Please, Angela, just serve. Come on, come on. Come on.
Oh, so
nice, Angela, nice. Okay, girls, that's it for today.
Nice? Good. I thought it was better than nice.
All right, listen, we're all going to meet back here at 1900 hours. Okay.
Tony, can I talk to you a minute? I got a personal problem and I can't concentrate.
Hey, Carol, my locker door is always open for you.
Tony, excuse me, could we just talk for a second?
Angela, please, Angela, I'm going to go over something here with Carol. So do me a favor, get all the balls together, take down the net and put them all in a cage, okay? Oh. Good girl. Okay. Talk to me, Carol, I'm all yours.
It's about my ex-husband.
Oh, the lout. Oh, this guy's a beaut. Hey.
Oh. What a day. I lost the Dave Brooks account.
That's okay. He's married.
It's $1 million client.
What good is money if you don't have love? By the way, Coach said that you were supposed to be ready for the big game at 1700 hours. That was about 500 hours ago.
How am I supposed to get up for this big game tonight?
Well, have a heart-to-heart with Coach Feelgood. Better take a number first. He's in the middle of a heavy-duty session with Laurie.
So, in conclusion, I mean, if you continue to define yourself as a child, then, of course, the men in your life are going to do so, too.
You just cleared up my entire life.
It's what any good volleyball coach would do. All right.
You're a beautiful man.
Oh, how you do go on. Now, go on. All right, get ready for tonight. Kill. Angela, why aren't you dressed? Carol's picking us up in 10 minutes.
A little problem at work. I lost the Brooks account.
Well, I'm really sorry to hear about that, Angela.
Well, see, Tony, what happened was he told me...
We'll talk about that later. Why, for now, why don't you just drive it out of your mind and suit up on Marauders, Maselli's Marauders. Kill.
He didn't do it.
Didn't do what?
Well, that thing that he always does whenever I tell him I've lost an account. First he says it's their loss, then he says there's 5 better accounts right around the corner, then we sit down and we watch an old movie on TV and eat a box of Malamars.
He's preoccupied with the big game tonight.
Yeah, he has time for everybody else on the team except for me. Do you know that last night he spent 2 hours talking to Deb about her hangnail?
Oh. Did he tell her how to get rid of it? Because I've got a nasty one. It's beginning to fester. Does this look pussy to you?
Oh. It's gross. You know, ever since he's been coaching this team, he's been... I don't know. He's been... ignoring me.
Well, don't tell me. Tell him.
You're right. That is exactly what I'm gonna do.
Jocks.
Can I talk to you for a sec?
Drive through it, Angela. Drive through it.
I can't drive through this problem. It's about me and you and the team.
Oh, I know what it is. We should have talked about this sooner. I'm sorry I've been so insensitive.
Oh, Tony, I'm so glad to hear you say that.
Look, so you didn't master the American twist serve, huh? Frankly, I was disappointed in you. But hey, you'll get it. You just have to practice harder.
Practice? Harder?
Yes, that's how you win, win, win.
Hey, I don't need this, not after the day I've had.
Well, that's why you have to drive, Angie. You gotta drive.
Drive yourself.
Excuse me?
I'm not playing tonight. I quit. Coach.
I hear noise. Hey, wait a minute, Angela. You can't quit the team.
I just did.
But why? Why are you quitting?
Well, if you don't know why, I'm not going to tell you.
But... Do you know why she's quitting the team?
Yes.
Well, would you come on and tell me? Come on, the team's going to be here any minute.
You've been very insensitive.
Angela, I'm sorry I've been so insensitive.
Insensitive about what?
Insensitive about what?
For taking her for granted.
For taking her for granted. I mean, taking you for granted. Great to hear.
Nice try. I hear Mother prompting you.
She is not prompting me.
Not at all.
Not at all.
I heard that.
All right, look, Angela, look, whatever I did, whatever I said, I'm sorry. Please, come down. Pretty please. Angela. I've had just about enough of this, Angela. Now you get down here. Okay, Angela, that's it. That's it, Angela. I'm leaving. I'm gone. I'm out the door, Angela. I'm back in the door, Angela. I'm giving you one last chance. Okay, that's it. I'm gone.
Before you go, could I ask you just one question?
Yeah, what? What?
Does this look pussy to you?
I'm not here for you. I'm here for the Marauders.
Well, you're a little late. The game's over.
So fast?
Yeah. It was quick and painless.
A massacre, huh?
Yeah, we killed them.
You won?
Oh, Marauders, Miss Helen, Marauders! Kill, 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 kill!
Angela! You're off the respirator.
I had to tell him something.
You don't have to make excuses. Couples have arguments all the time.
Oh, yeah. When I was married, Harry and I couldn't have sex without getting into a fight. Or was it the other way around?
Sorry, guys. I didn't want to let you down.
Don't sweat it. We won, thanks to our dynamic coach.
That's right. There we were, 1 point away from winning, and then you said those magical words that led us to victory. Let's hear them again.
Do good.
Later.
Let's go collect our victory dinner.
Yeah.
Hey, are you coming?
In a minute.
They're doing their makeup thing.
Uh-huh. Well, you won. Why are you so down?
I don't know. I guess, I think something was missing. Maybe it was you.
What?
I said... Maybe it was you.
Me?
Yeah, Angela, it's scary. I mean, used to be winning was enough, you know? But for the first time in my life, victory was nothing but a hollow, empty, meaningless word. Loser, 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 loser. I guess I'm growing as a person.
It's a beautiful thing to see.
Hey, Angela, I'm sorry I took you for granted, but just one question, okay? How did I take you for granted?
Well, Tony, think about it. Ever since you started coaching this team, you started bossing me around. You were complimenting all the other girls and not me. You're solving all the other girls' problems, ignoring mine.
But I did that all for you, Angela. Look, I had to clear their minds. Hey, look, you wanted me to whip them into shape? That's how I whip.
Well, I wanted you to whip me. Wish you would have given me a little attention.
Well, I didn't think you needed it. Let me tell you, a good coach gives the weak players attention, not the strong one.
The strong one?
Yeah. The strong one. I mean, I'm not just talking about volleyball either, Angela. I think you're one of the strongest people I know.
I didn't know you saw me that way.
Well, I do. I mean, hey, you know, you raised a kid on your own. You got your own business. You put up with me. This is the part where you're supposed to say, ah, you're not so bad.
Ah, you're not so bad.
Look, Angela, I guess when all is said and done, you're one tough babe.
You think of me as a babe, too?
Yeah, especially when your shorts right up.
Tony, just one question.
Yeah.
How'd you win without your star player?
Oh, well, we got a last-minute substitution, you know. Inga.
Inga? How'd you get her to come over to our team?
Ready well, for our date, Tony?
Victory always has its cost, Angela.
And I'm gonna pay for this one.
Well, when I went to my first meeting, I was really scared. I didn't know what to expect.
A bunch of drug addicts in a room together? Give me a break.
It's really weird. No matter what anybody said, no one seemed surprised. Other people felt the same way.
Well, you know, I've been running alone for so many years, and now I wasn't. You know what I mean?
It is possible to stop doing drugs. The proof's at the meetings. But you gotta get there first.
Call Narcotics Anonymous. We can help.
I'm so stuffed.
Well, who told you to get into a clam-eating contest with Bev's team?
Don't yell at me. I'm sick.
Oh, darn. My pus broke. Look.
Oh. Where is Tony already?
Well, it's not his fault. His car broke down.
I told him I'd pick him up, but he said Inga'd bring him home.
Thanks for the lift.
I'm home.